All right, this is my big flashlight. I'm going to shine that on your teeth. So show me those teeth.
Dr. Charles Gray is giving 9-year-old Eric a dental exam. The Marion County Health Department held free clinics last month. Angela Fitzgerald brought all three of her children to get cleanings, x-rays, and fluoride treatment. She used to be on Medicaid, but her coverage lapsed over a year ago.
I wanted to be able to work and afford it, but I can't even afford it working. So, you know, with the health insurance, and then, so, yeah, here we are.
When Fitzgerald was on Medicaid, they were able to visit every 6 months. But that's not the case for all children on Medicaid in Indiana. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services found that almost 80% of children on Medicaid were not receiving all required dental services, and almost a third didn't visit a dentist at all. Tooth decay is one of the most common chronic diseases for children, and 6% of Hoosier children have untreated cavities. Dr. Gray says establishing an early dental routine is critical.
If parents would bring their kids every 6 months, in the long run, they're going to get less treatment, and any treatment is going to be easier.
But sometimes this doesn't happen. For example, Angela Fitzgerald and her children were the only takers at the afternoon free clinic where we interviewed Gray. Indiana Medicaid cited a shortage of participating dental providers and challenges in educating families about the importance of early dental care. Gray agrees that getting the message out is a concern.
Parents have to realize baby teeth, sometimes they think, well, it's a baby tooth, I don't need to do anything about it. That's not true. The last baby teeth don't fall out till age 12. So if you have a cavity at age 4, that's a guarantee, and you don't do anything, that's a guaranteed emergency before age 12.
This is even more difficult for many families on Medicaid. Indiana Medicaid Director Joe Mosier says there are a variety of challenges when trying to recruit providers to the program.
Payment rates and reimbursement rates that Medicaid pays to those providers could be administrative barriers that they perceive as being a Medicaid provider. Or it could be concerns they have with the population served and whether they want to serve those populations or not.
Changes are coming to the Indiana Medicaid benefit plan that could help alleviate some of these issues. Mosier says in 2017, dental benefits will be provided through contracts with care plans, and that will help ensure more kids are getting the services they need.
We think improvements in quality outcomes. We can now monitor how the health plans are performing in a way that traditional Medicaid is not very good at doing. We can hold the health plans accountable for achieving better outcomes, and we can ask them to help us recruit more dental providers into their networks.
Federal recommendations for improved dental service also include outreach efforts at clinics, like the Marion County Clinic Angela Fitzgerald and her three sons took advantage of. 10-year-old Idris explains what happened during his checkup.
They checked my teeth to see if I have cavities.
He was cavity-free, and he knows what to do to make sure it stays that way.
Brush your teeth, stop eating candy, stop drinking pop.
Marion County held 4 clinics for National Dental Health Month in February. A total of 57 children participated. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.